Technique one is the 4-7-8 relaxing breath exercise. This is a well-known technique of relaxation based on counting. Four counts for the in-breath, holding the breath for a count of seven. Then breathing out for a count of eight. Some people use a different count of numbers. That's okay. The important thing is that the out-breath is twice as long as the in-breath. This technique is really good for your physical health as well as your emotional and psychological health. It lowers your heart rate and your blood pressure. And it's a very powerful anti-depression technique. We will be breathing in through the nose silently. And then pushing the air out through the mouth. Making a kind of whoosh noise like this. And while you're doing the breathing, keep your tongue glued to the top of your mouth, just behind the teeth. So we're going to start by exhaling totally through the mouth, like this. Then you will close your mouth and breathe in silently through your nose to a count of four. Then you will hold your breath for a count of seven. And then again, you will blow the air out totally through your mouth, making a whoosh sound to a count of eight. You can purse your lips if you like, that sometimes helps. Okay, now we will do it together four times. I will count out loud for the first round, but you will be counting inside. So, breathing out. Now breathing in, one, two, three, four. Hold the breath, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And breathing out. Seven, eight. Again, breathing in. Okay. Now, when you practice this, it doesn't matter how long the count is. It can be fast or slow. But keep the numbers the same, the 4, 7, 8. And as you will practice, you will see that you can do this more and more slowly, and you will notice the breathing gets deeper. Now remember, this is a relaxing technique. It literally tranquilizes you. So don't do it when you need to work or drive. It's good to do in bed before you go to sleep. Or if you feel too tense or hyped up or emotionally upset about something. You can also do it if you're craving something that you know is not good for you. Now, when you're practicing this in the next 24 hours, don't do more than 4 breaths at one time. And even when you've been practicing it a lot, never do more than 8 breaths at a time. But you can practice it as often as you like. Technique number 2 is the stimulating breathing. This is a breathing that has been adapted by Dr. Andrew Weil from yoga breathing techniques. It's designed to raise your vital energy levels and increase your alertness. It's also a very good way to warm your body up if you're feeling cold. Now, if you do this properly, you should feel an energy boost or an invigorating sensation. It's very good to do after lunch when we're traditionally a bit sleepy. Or whenever you feel exhausted from too much thinking. Or maybe if you're driving and feeling drowsy, it's a very good exercise to wake you up. The technique is to inhale and exhale very rapidly through the nose, keeping the mouth closed. But make sure that the mouth is relaxed, not a tight closing. There's no need for any tension. This is not a fight. The in-breath and the out-breath should be equal, but as short, as fast as possible. You can imagine that your belly or your diaphragm is a bellows, pumping air in and out very fast. And you can enjoy the noise you make when you're pushing the air in and out of your nose. Now we're going to start by doing just 10 seconds. Don't do more the first time. Then each time you practice it, you can slowly increase by 5 seconds till you reach a full minute, if you want to do that much. But there's no need to do more than that. And we finish by taking a deep breath and letting the breath return to normal. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. The third technique for today is counting your breaths. This is a Zen technique where you count each out breath up to 5 breaths and then you start all over again. It sounds simple, but it's not. Many times you will just go unconscious and find yourself counting way beyond 5. That's okay. Just notice how unconscious the mind always is and start again from 1. So we sit comfortably with the spine straight but not rigid. And make sure the back of your neck is fully extended. But have your head tilted slightly down so that you feel the back of the crown of your head is pointing up. Okay, now you can slowly close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And then let your breath be natural, however that is for you in this moment. And hopefully you will find your breathing becoming slower and deeper as you do this exercise. Now I will be counting the breaths out loud, but you will do it silently, also when you practice on your own. Now we will start. E. R. Sun. Sur. Woo. E. R. Sun. Sur. Woo. E. R. Sun. Sur. Woo. Now you keep going. Remember, you don't have to do it as the same speed as me. You find your own relaxed rhythm. It's the silent counting that's important. And try to do 10 minutes of this when you practice it. Good luck.